is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 24th of February, 2007. It's the birthday of one of the Grimm brothers, Wilhelm Grimm, born in Hanau, Germany, 1786. Jakob was the more scholarly, and Wilhelm was the more romantic and literary. He was the one who set out to collect folktales and realized that women could do this better than men because it was women who did most of the storytelling. So he called on 6 daughters of his next-door neighbor to go out and collect stories, and they did. The best one was a young woman named Dorchen Wielt. She collected Hansel and Gretel and the 6 Swans and other stories, and the 2 of them later were married. And it was on this day in 1988 the Supreme Court issued an important decision in the case of Hustler magazine versus Jerry Falwell, which established the right to satirize under the First Amendment. Here's a poem for today by Barbara Hamby entitled Ode to Hardware Stores. Where have all the hardware stores gone? Dusty 60-watt Warrens with wood floors, cracked linoleum, poured concrete, painted blood red. Where are Eppies, Terry, Rosa, Yawns, Flint, low buildings in South Monroe, 8th Avenue, Gaines Street, with their scent of paint thinner, pesticides, plastic hoses, coiled like serpents in a garden, paradisal with screws in buckets or bins, against a brick wall with hand-lettered signs in ballpoint pen, carriage screws, 2 dozen for 50 cents, long, vicious drywall screws, thick wood screws, like peasants digging potatoes in fields, thin, elegant trim screws, New York dames at a backwoods hick Sunday school picnic. Oh, universal clevis pins, 7 holes in the shank, like the 7 deadly sins. Where are the men? Mr. Franks, Mr. Piggott, Tyrone, Hank, Ralph, sunburnt, with stomachs and no asses, men who knew the mythology of nails, Zeus's enthroned on an Olympus of weak coffee, bad haircuts and tin cans of galvanized casing nails, sinker nails, brads, 20-penny common nails, duplex head nails, flooring nails like railroad spikes, finish nails, fence staples, cotter pins, roofing nails, flat-headed as Floyd Crawford, who lived next door to you for years but would never say hi or make eye contact. What a career in hardware he could have had, his blue-black hair slicked back with brilliantine, rolling a toothpick between his teeth while sorting screw eyes and carpet tacks. Where are the hardware stores, open Monday through Friday, Saturday till 2? No night hours here, like physicists, their universe mathematical and pure in its way. Dinner at 6, rawhide at 8, lights out at 10, kiss in the dark, up at 5 for the subatomic world of toggle bolts, cap screws, linchpin clips, split lock washers, and the tools, saws, rakes, wrenches, ratchets, drills, chisels, and hose heads, hose couplings, sandpaper, garnet, production, wet or dry, hinges, wire nails, caulk, nut, lag screws, pulleys, vice grips, hex bolts, fender washers, all in a primordial stew of laconic talk about football, baseball, who will start for the Dodgers, St. Louis, the Phillies, the Cubs. Walk around the block today and see their ghosts, abandoned lots, graffitied windows, and tacked to backroom walls, pin-up calendars, almost decorous in our porn-riddled galaxy of Walmarts, 7-Elevens, strip malls like strip mines, or a carrion bird's curved beak, gobbling farms, meadows, wildflowers, drowsy afternoons of nothing to do but watch dust motes dance through a streak of sunlight in a darkened room. If there's a second coming, I want angels called Lem, Nelson, Rodney, and Cletus gathered around a bin of nails, their silence like hosannas, hallelujahs, amens, swelling from cinder block cathedrals, drowning our cries of bigger, faster, more, more, more. A poem by Barbara Hamby, Ode to Hardware Stores, from her collection Babel, published by University of Pittsburgh Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.